The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Moshe Hillel Kaufman.
Baruch haba, we're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Lamed Zayin, Hilchus Lulav. Sifim Ches du Yud Gimel. Sif Ches. The Yom Tov Arishin, on the first day of Yom Tov of Sukkos, and Yoytzin Belulav, Usha Minim Shulim. You're not Yoytzi if your Lulav or any of the other three Minim are borrowed for the Mitzvah. They have to be yours, you have to have ownership on them. The Chsir, because it says in the Pasuk, Ulakachtim Lachem B'Yom Arishin. You should take on the first day of Yom Tov, Dashinan, and Midashin Lachem, for yourself, Mishalachem, they have to be yours. Lahaitzi Sashol, that comes to exclude Abaminim, that even one of them are borrowed. The Shulchan Aruch adds, even if you say that it should be yours until you Yaitzi, and then afterwards it will be me, that's still considered as if it's borrowed. Ulididan, B'nei Chutzlaitz, and for us, who live in Chutzlaitz, Sha'isin Shnei Yomim Toivim Misveika, that we have 2 days of Yom Tov because of the Safek. So really, the first day of Yom Tov is for everybody that it has to be Lachem. But even the second day of Yom Tov, Kam Yom Tov Sheni, Ein Mevarchim Alav. We won't make a bracha on Arba Minim unless it's Lachem, unless it's something that we actually have physical title and ownership over those Dalim Minim. V'im Ach Enoisnim Loi B'matan Al Manas Lahachzir. However, if you don't own your own Arba Minim, and you want to be Yaitz in the Mitzvah, it has to be Lachem. So what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is if someone gives it to you, Matana Almanas Lahachzir, it's a Matana that belongs to you entirely, just as a condition, and you must return it. But at the time that you have it, the title of that is in your name. It's considered as if it's your Dalet Minim. Havi Matana, that's considered a Matana, but Yaitz Behem, and you Yaitz in the Mitzvah. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, V'afilu Noistam Loistam Lotzeis Behem. Even if the person just gave you the Arba Minim to be Yaitzi with. He was Yaitzi his Arba Minim, and he gives them to you, or even if he wasn't, you come over to him, you want the Dalet Minim, and he just gives it to you, and no one said anything. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Nechshav ki'ilu amaloi b'feyishu naistim loi b'matana. It's as if he told you b'feyish that it's amanas la'achzia, matana amanas la'achzia. The idea is, since everybody knows that you can't be Yaitzi unless it's Lachem. So when they're giving it to you, the implicit understanding that, of course, it's a Matan Amnas Lahachzir. The Mishnah Brura, though, he says that that's not so simple, and certainly Lechatchila, at least, so you should say specifically it's a Matan Amnas Lahachzir. You shouldn't be Samech on the implicit understanding if it's just given over regularly. Let's say the person's not home, and now someone else comes, he wants to borrow the Dalet Minim to be Yaitzi the Mitzvah. So normally he would ask the owner if he can have the Matana Amanas Lahachzir, but the owner, the husband, is not at home. But Isha writes a litnaim La'achel Lotzeis Behem, and so now the wife wants to give over the Arba Minim to this person who wants to borrow it. It should be Matana Amanas Lahachzir. Talya ba'umdan da sabal. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch's opinion is it's dependent on how we judge the husband, the owner, and who gavered the kapit alor. Would he be makbid or not? If he wouldn't be makbid, so then she can give it to him, and he can be yaitzi the mitzvah. If he is the type of person that's makbid, doesn't want someone else touching his dalet minim, he's afraid something might go wrong with it or whatever. He spent a lot of money for it. He doesn't want anyone messing with it. So then he wouldn't be yaitzi. The Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Bikur Yaakov, who says that this doesn't make any sense. Why? Because whether you can borrow it or not, that still doesn't make it Lachem. Lachem means it has to be in your physical ownership. So the wife, so she has permission perhaps for you to borrow the Lulav and Esrig if she can assume that her husband wouldn't mind. But she doesn't have the right to give it over, that it should be a kinyan, that it belongs to the borrower as Lachem, that it's truly theirs. So therefore, the Bikur Yaakov says that if someone did this, like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, then it doesn't work at all, and you have to make a new bracha. The person who's borrowing it has to find another Dalet Minim and make a bracha on them, because he wasn't Yaitzeh at all. The Mishnah Berurah And the Shad Zion says that he's not going to go that far, like the Bikur Yaakov, to say to make a bracha again, because perhaps he is Yaitzi that way, so he shouldn't make a bracha, a suffix brachas lahakel, but certainly, even if the wife gave permission, because she knows her husband wouldn't mind, you can't count on that as being Yaitzi the mitzvah. You have to go get Dalad Minim somewhere else, and do it properly, matana amanas lahachzir, in order to be Yaitzi the mitzvah. Siftes. Shutfim shakonu lehem esrig, ushar minim, if a bunch of partners got together and they bought an esrig or the other three minim. Nistama daite dahachi konum b'shas mitzvasan. Kol echad matne chelko l'chaveru. Nistama, since they were chipping in together to get an esrig, the plan, implicit understanding is that everyone's giving over their chelik to the whoever's going to be using it for the mitzvah, so it should be lachem for the person who's using it. And again here too, l'chadchila, it's best that they should say it straight out, but even implicitly, the Kesef Shulchan is saying that that would be sufficient. As opposed to if you had a bunch of fruit dealers that were partners, and they happened to get some esrogim that weren't planned to be yaitzing, being yaitzing the mitzvah with, so then they have to do this beferish, etc., and do it with a kinyan. But if they bought it for the mitzvah, so mistama, that was the implicit understanding, even though still it's better to say it out straight. Lochain, so therefore, haminug shakol koinem esrig. Since in Europe, you know, before the wars, times, you know, it was very hard to, you know, to get a lulav and esrog, to get the dalad minim was very expensive. It wasn't so easy to import, you know, fruits like an esrog that came from far away, plus the other minim. So the kohol would get together and they would buy dalad minim. The whole congregation would be yaitzi with it. They'd pass it on from one person to the next. To be yaitzi with it, each person would get a chance to shake the lulav and esrog and be yaitzi with it. And they all chipped in for the arba minim. So how's it lachem? It's the same thing like shutfim. When they were all chipping in, the understanding was that their makne, their chelek, whoever is going to be yaitzi with it at that time. So this way, everybody who uses it, it will be considered lachem for their purposes. V'chol mi shiyadoi masages, and anyone who has the ability to chip in for the arba minim that the kohol is buying, because the whole kohol was chayev to chip in, v'chuyev lasis demei esrog, you have to pay for the money for the esrog, you have to pay for the chip in money. You can't decide and say, well, I want to, you know, schnorr for everybody else, even though they could afford in their position, they should be chipping in to be one, you know, helping out with the purchase of arba minim. And if they decide not to, so the Chayei Odom says that you're not yaitzi, because the people are, if you don't have any money, so the kol is still going to let you use the lulav and esrog, because that was their understanding. They'll be machnit to you, it should be lochem, because, you know, if you don't have, you don't have. They want everyone to be yaitzi the mitzvah. But if you have money to chip in, and you decide, I'm going to schnorr for everybody else, I'm not going to chip in, so then the das of the kol is, they don't want you to be yaitzi with it, because now you're not being fair to them. So it's that's why it's a chiv. B'chuyiv lo seis demei esrog, you have to chip in, because otherwise you're jeopardizing that you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah. Because again, according to the Chayei Odom, you wouldn't be yaitzi. V'im kol zois, mutav lo seis be'esrog shel yochid, asher loy kol haminim mudarim. Still, even though you could be yaitzi with the esrog of the kohol, as we said, nevertheless, it's better to be yaitzi, if you don't have your own arba minim, that you should be yaitzi with the arba minim of someone who owns them privately. Himash yochid makne l'chaveru adif tfei. Because what one person is machne matanam naslahachzir arba minim to somebody else, that's a much better way than relying on the kohol. The reason for that is because a lot of people, especially dealing with a whole group of people, a whole kohol, they're not so knowledgeable to know that you have to be machne kedin their chelik to everybody who's using it. So therefore, it's certainly not only better to do matanah maslachzir with a private individual rather than relying on the tzibur esrig, but even if, let's say, your friend has a, says Mishnah Berurah, your friend has a more mahudr set of arba minim than you, still, you should be yaitzi with your own set, because not everyone knows how to be machnab kedin, matanah maslachzir, so therefore, better you should be yaitzi with yours than with somebody else's, where perhaps there could be some issue with the matan amanas lahachzir if it's not done properly. With the tzibur, it gets worse because there's almost for sure someone who's not going to know how to be machne properly. And so even though we pass in the jaya tzibur, certainly the other options would be better to use. Sif yud. V'yayim arishin, on the first day of Yom Tov, la yidnu laktanim lito lulav esug, should not give a child the lulav and esug to be yaitzi with, ad la'achash yitlu hagdolim, only until after the gdolim, the adults, were yaitzi with that lulav and esug, ki ha'katan kaina ve'enu maknit min ha'toyah, because min ha'toyah, a katan can receive something, but a katan can't give something away min ha'toyah. A katan can make a kinyan that he's now the owner of something, but he can't min ha'toyah make a kinyan that to give something away. So therefore, if it was the first day of Yom Tov, and before the father wants to yaitzi the mitzvah, he gives it to his son to use, even if he says matan amanas lahachzir, he gives it to his son to use, so now it belongs to his son, but the son now can't give it over back to somebody else, back to the father, because then already that's only a kinyan derabanan. Matan amanas lahachzir, actually, the matana wouldn't be a matana, but so then that comes into another question of whether the child would be yaitzi. But even if you just give it to him plain, that should be his, so he can't give it back midiraisa. It wouldn't be a good kinyan. So therefore, when it came time for the adult to use the lulav and esrog, it wouldn't be lachem. Now, in chutz la'aretz where there's 2 days of Yom Tov, it applies for the second day of Yom Tov as well. That even on the second day of Yom Tov, a person should not give the lulav and esrog to the child first. If he hasn't been yaitzi with it, he should wait till after he's yaitzi with it to give it to the child, because then you'll have the same problem with lachem, where you gave it over to the child, and now it's the child's, but he's not yaitzi. When he gives it back to you, it's not a kinyan d'oraisa that it goes back to you. So what is a father to do? Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, the prices of lulav and esrog are much cheaper, so the best thing is if you get your children a set of abaminim, if they reach the age of chinuch, and then they could not only be yaitzi with their own lulav and esrog, but they can have it for Hashanahs, for going around also, and for all of Hallel, not just for the minute that they're being yaitzi. If not, so the one of the eitzes they give in the Paiskim is that they should not have in mind to give it to the child to be kind of it. The child's just going to take it on his own, or the father holds it together with the child. And so the question is, well, then the child wasn't yaitzi because it wasn't lachem for the child. So they bring down that for chinuch, you don't need to have necessarily all the details. And since lachem is something that's not necessarily recognizable whose it is, so therefore the child doesn't know that it's really not his. So therefore, you still yaitz in the mitzvah of chinuch with it, even though technically, if he was an adult, it wouldn't work because it would be lacking the aspect of lachem. Sif Yud Aleph. L'chol yimei achag la'ach ha'tfilas musaf. All the days of sukkahs after musaf. Noigin la'alois is sefer Torah on the bima. The minig is to put a sefer Torah on the bima. Actually, in our days, usually the minig is people hold a sefer Torah by the bima. U'menichin is an ha'kodesh pasuach. And they leave the Aron Kodesh open. Ad la'ach amir seishanis, till after Hashanis has said, shaz machzinis a sefer Torah. Then after Hashanis, the sefer Torah is brought back. V'chol mi sheyesh lo esrog lulav. Whoever owns an esrog and lulav, the abaminim makiv es habima. They circle around the bima. Shaleh a sefer Torah that the sefer Torah is on it. B'shas amir seishanis, as they're saying the Hashanis. It should be pointed out that it's more important to be the one who's going around the bima with the abaminim rather than the person who's holding the sefer Torah. Sometimes people have a choice. They need someone to hold the sefer Torah, so maybe they should hold the sefer Torah. Maybe they should walk around with their abaminim. It's a bigger mitzvah to walk around with the abaminim than to be the one holding the sefer Torah. Usually you give the sefer Torah to hold by someone who doesn't have a set of abaminim for himself. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. V'chol yoyim makifin pam achas. Every day we circle the bima one time. V'yoyim hashvi shu haishana rabba. And on the seventh day, which is Hashana Rabba, might see in Kol Sifrei Torah. We take out all the Sifrei Torah, Umalanai Sala Bima, we put them on the Bima. And again, in our times, in our days, the Menager is someone just really holds the Sifrei Torah by the Bima. Makifin Zayin Pa'amim Zechel Mikdash. And we circle the Bima 7 times. Zeicher to the Mikdash. Shabachol Yoim Hayu Makifin Esam Mizbeach Pamachas. Because in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, every day of Sukkot they'd go circle the Mizbeach once. Yom Hashvi'i and on Hashanah Rabbah, Shavu Pamim, they would circle the Mizbeach 7 times. Hakafos Tzrichin Liyos Litzad Yamin. The Hakafos, you have to begin going to your right side. Ulefi Sha Sefer Torah Al Bima, and since the Sefer Torah is on the Bima, and since everyone has to face the Sefer Torah that's on the Bima, before they start to circle around the Bima, so then, the north is really to their right side, because again, the Bima is facing to the east, and they're looking at the Sefer Torah, so therefore, if they would want to go to their right side, that would be to the north. V'lachain, therefore, makifin derech tzafon. We circle towards the north side, which basically meaning we're, if you're looking at the Aron Kodesh, we're basically circling counterclockwise. Kol mi sheyesh lo esrog v'lulav ve'enu makif. Whoever has a lulav and esrog and does not circle around the bima, ro hu oisid. That's a bad thing. V'ksas mekaymeis. Noigim by Shana Rabu Vasumchas Toyo La'acha Shaitzio Kol Sifrei Torah Min Aron Kodesh. In some places, on Shana Rabu or on Simchas Torah, after all the Sifrei Torah removed from Aron Kodesh, Ma'amidin L'Seicha Ne'er Dolok, they put in a lit candle into the Aron Kodesh, L'Remez, to hint Torah Or. It says in the Pasuk that Torah is light, meaning, since there's no Torah in the Aron Kodesh at that point, because they took them all out for the Hakafas, so we need another light. But the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says this is not a good minig. Yesh levatloy, and it should be abolished. You can't use the Aron Kodesh for something that's not a Kodesh purpose. I feel if he shot even temporarily, so we shouldn't use the Aron Kodesh as a place to hold the candlesticks. That's not and put the light in the Aron Kodesh. That's a Tashmish Shachol, according to his opinion, should not be done. Others he brings down, the Eliyahu Rabbah brings down such a minig that it is done. Sif Yud Beis, B'Shabbos Ein Makifin. On Shabbos we don't circle around the Bima. Shagam be mikdash la yu makifin, because on the mikdash, base mikdash also on Shabbos, they would not circle around the base, the mizbeach. L'chaim, therefore, ein malim sefer Torah ala bima, so we don't take out the sefer Torah on Shabbos when we're doing the Hishanis. Ala poyischen is on a kodesh, we open up down kodesh, ad la'acham yish Hishanis, until the saying of Hishanis is finished, and then we close down kodesh, but we don't take out the sefer Torah as we do during the other days of the week. Sifya Gimel. Mi she'iwaloi evil b'chag, someone who became an ovel on Sukkos. Mechain ovel kol yudbeis chodesh al ovel v'imoy. As well, someone who's an ovel the first 12 months on his father and mother. Noigin she'enu makif. The minig is that they aren't makif. They don't go around the bima with Abba Minim, because the whole thing about going around is a special big simcha, and we don't do a big simcha when a person's doing his avelus. With regards to someone who's an ovel on his other kravim, not on a parent, but on a brother or somebody else who's not one of the parents. So therefore, usually we know that in terms of the Avelus Shloshim, comes the Yomtiv, that's already Mevatel, the halachas of Avelus Shloshim. So there are different opinions in the Paiskim about whether someone who was an Avel, not on a parent, if already before Sukkot started, and now Sukkot came, and that's Mevatel, if he can be Makif, do Hishanis, you know, be Makif the Bima with his Lulav and Esrig. The Gizmaisha brings down that the minig is that the Avel on other Kravim doesn't makiv the mizbeach, and however there are those that argue. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Yesh loy lechabed be'esag v'lulav shaloi es mi she'en loy she'yakif hu. So if the person who's an avol for his parents within 12 months, so he is not going to circle, so at least he should lend his lulav and esrog to somebody else who doesn't have a lulav and esrog, so that they can get the mitzvah of being makif the bima for hishanas. Kol tov.